Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They just need to get a win tonight. Game four doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is tonight. And the Cavs, you know, give up 121 the first time. They give up 120 the second. And I said it before. I'll say it again. First one, 120. It seems to be a good litmus test for who would win the game. And the Pacers have done it twice now. And the Cavs haven't been able to get there, especially in that first game where they were, you know, they struggled to do what got them to where they were, and that was hit three-pointers. And, you know, again, you can go back, you can mix the numbers, you can try to figure out, oh, if so-and-so does so-and-so, if Ty Jerome, you know, can hit a three-pointer here or there, it makes a difference. It's, you know, it's one or two. Mitchell, you know, you look at what he was able to do, and we have 48 points in game two, but I think part of the scenario of the Cavaliers struggling in game two are the minutes that they played. You know, Dean Wade had 30. Jared Allen had 38. Donovan Mitchell had 36. And, you know, you look, and every time he's on the bench, I know when they pulled him out in the beginning of the fourth quarter, I was like, they need to get him back out on the floor, but I understand why he's not playing because they got to rest him. And Jeff said this last segment, and I agree with you. It's just they ran out of gas. And I think
I thought so.
Every time you get knocked down and get back up again, the whole, what, Chumbawamba song? I mean, that's a great song, but it takes a lot out of your body every time you get knocked down and then you got to get back up. And the way Indiana plays offense, you got to hustle. It's not like you have no time to recover on the floor there for a second. You can't go soccer player. Sorry, Dan. You can't be laying on the ground there for more than, you know, a fraction of a second because the Pacers know that they've got a 5-on-4 back the other way once you're sitting on the ground. And then they're going to stick it to you, and that's been part of their success all season long. All right, so you thought they ran out of gas, correct? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
I did. Their differences between the first three quarters and the fourth quarter were significant.
21 points, right? Well, that'll show you that, too.
Well, look at the shooting percentages and stuff. They were just terrible.
Tired legs. That's what I saw.
And their defense wasn't as good.
No, so I mean, think about it. They scored 37 points in that third quarter and only 21 in the fourth, and they got outscored 36-21 in the fourth quarter. You know who doesn't agree with us? A friend of ours, Chris Fedor. And Chris also said this about the whole running out of gas stuff.
I just get so confused by this whole conversation of the Cavs ran out of gas. And Kenny Atkinson brought it up the other night. And look, like, I know it's tough to play against Indy. It is the fastest team in the NBA. They put constant pressure on you. But none of these guys played 40 minutes, guys. Like, we've got Mikal Bridges playing 51 and coming up with big plays down the stretch, you know what I mean? So, like, Kenny said that in the post game, and I just, like, popped my head up. I'm like, wait a minute. I think the highest minute total was 37? Like, Kenny knows his team certainly better than anybody else. So if he feels like, you know, pushing those guys a little bit too much to that kind of workload, then he's going to have to extend his bench, and he's going to have to try and steal minutes throughout the course of the game.
Chris Fedor, Afternoon Drive.
Can I throw a thought out?
Sure.
I understand exactly why Chris said what he said. I get it. I wonder this. Kenny spent the entire regular season, from the day before he even coached a game, saying, you know what, we're going to play a lot of guys, and we're going to go deep, and we're going to manage minutes, and we're going to make sure that our guys don't get overextended, and you know, they, this is the way we're going to do this. Did they not? Wasn't that the idea?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to the regular season, and no Cavalier averaged more than 31.4 minutes per game. None.
Hmm.
Against Miami, you didn't have to exert yourself too much.
No, that was the whole prep
thing. Well, all of a sudden here, you're exerting yourself a little bit more. In game two, Max Strus played 39 minutes. Jared Allen played 38. Donovan played 36. And you didn't have the depth that you usually have because you had three guys sitting there who you would have wanted to have played significant minutes. So what the Cavaliers have done all season long, they've not been able to do. In any of the last four playoff games, against Miami, it didn't matter because those guys had checked out. But it mattered in game one because Darius is going to play significant time. And it really mattered in game two. And so you're suddenly asking guys to do what they hadn't trained to do all season long. And remember, we had the conversation, would Kenny play more, you know, shorten the rotation in the playoffs? And my contention was, why? It worked beautifully in the regular season. Well, he had no choice in game two. And that's why I think the guys were gassed. And they're not used to playing that. They're just not. And you might think, well, it's only six, seven, eight more minutes a game. Yeah, well, you know, as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar said to the kid in Airplane, you tried dragging his, you know what, up and down the court all all game long. Who's he talking about? Bob Lanier? Is that who he was talking about?
Yeah, it was. He said to Jabbar, it was, my dad says you said.
Yeah.
That, and he, you tried to.
And I think so. I think it was Bob Lanier. I might not be sure. You tried dragging his butt up and down the floor. And I just wonder if that's a part of it. I don't know. Hmm. What I do know is Indiana's outplayed the Cavaliers in one full game in about 12 minutes of another.
It's true. But, I just keep looking back at the numbers from game two, and I'm still trying to figure out, man, if that game would have ended, you know, what, 2 minutes earlier, it would have been a different scenario.
Yeah, but Andy?
It didn't. I
keep going back to this, though. Second quarter, 35 points. Third quarter, 34 points. Fourth quarter, 36 points allowed to the Indiana Pacers. The Cavs' defense has not been good. And again, you can go back to, okay, well, the defensive player of the year wasn't in there in game two. Neither was the guy you brought in to play wing defense, DeAndre Hunter. So, I mean, there are all kinds of excuses, but excuses are based in reality here.
All right, how confident are you in the Cavs getting a win tonight? 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092. So, you know, when you look at it...
Can I get you some news, gentlemen?
Yeah, go ahead.
Before you get too far in?
Yeah. Who's in?
Tony East, who covers the Pacers Forbes magazine, has a photo out right now of Cleveland Cavaliers shoot-around. Evan Mobley taking shots. Darius Garland taking shots. DeAndre Hunter also participating in shoot-around. So all three guys are out for shoot-around participating.
Right. They weren't for game two. Thought was they were probably getting treatment. Just because they're taking some shots doesn't mean they're going to play tonight, but certainly would look like a much better sign.
All right, so Jason Lloyd also talked about this. You know, I said to you, do the Cavaliers, how confident are you in the Cavs getting a win tonight, right? I'm asking you that right now. We'll talk about it a little bit more. 216-474-0092. But Jason Lloyd was also on Afternoon Drive yesterday and specifically talked about, look, if these guys play, then this.
If they don't get Darius and Evan back, are they out of the series? Yeah. Yeah, it's probably over. They probably aren't going to win the series without two of their big three or four, whatever catchy phrase you want to use for them. But if they can get these guys back on the floor, they can absolutely still win the series. I've already said I left the arena after game one believing Darius was going to play. I was fairly surprised he did not play game two. Just from the indications I was getting was that he was probably going to play, that he was going to play game two. And then for him not to play, I have no explanation as to why he didn't. But, you know, it sounds like hopefully, maybe, possibly, I know. I think Joe just wrote a story for us, just tweeted out, trending as if all three could play in game three. If that's the case, if they get these guys back, absolutely this is still a series. I mean, they got the work cut out for them, no question about it. But the Cavs are the best team in the East for a reason.
Hmm. Hard to argue with that.
No, I agree. And now a little bit of Tony East is the guy's name, right? Writes for Forbes, is that what you said?
Correct, writes for Forbes. Yeah. Danny Cunningham also has all four of them on, okay, or all three of them on the floor during shoot-around as well. It's making its way around, but Tony had the photos to back it up. So that's why I ran with it.
All right, so then I guess we'll find out here during shoot-around. They talk, right? They'll talk now, and then they'll talk later We'll see what they say. Hopefully we get some good news here this morning that these three guys are going to get back. But I ask the question, even if they have them back, two out of three, how confident are you in getting a win tonight for the Cavaliers? And Jeff, you've kind of laid out your premise on this.
I think the Pacers win tonight.
I kind of like the Cavs tonight. I just think that they need to go out and take care of business. I thought you had a good stat, though, before we hit the air. We were talking about Halliburton against the Cavaliers this season.
Oh.
Then the one game.
The Pacers have won 5 out of 6 games against the Cavs this year. Throw out a couple of them.
Throw out the last two of the regular
season. The last two I would definitely throw out. The only game the Cavaliers won against Indiana this year. I mean, you can throw out the last two because, you know, a lot of guys didn't play.
Mm-hmm.
But was the game, and they played them kind of back-to-back games early on in the season. Cavs lost at home, and Halliburton played. Then they went to Indiana. Cavs won. Halliburton did not play.
Hmm. All right, so here's where we stand. It appears these guys are out on the floor during shoot-around. That's good news. I would assume Garland, Mobley, and Hunter. What does that mean? How confident are you in getting a win tonight? We'll take some of your phone calls when we come back. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.